Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Well, still Watford 0, Ashwood City 0 here at Vicarage Road. A frustrating game, would that be fair to say, Jim?
Yeah, definitely. I think Watford did a bright start. Dan Watson has set up his back three pretty effectively, which is fortunate for them because Ashwood have offered very little else in the game.
Oh, now Daryl Janmaat has gone down there.
It's a bit of a tussle with Nipic.
Marco Nipic, the only Ashwood player near him at the time, gives a shrug to the referee, who I have to say looks as perplexed as we are.
I'm looking at the replay here, Alan.
Oh, goodness me.
He's bitten him.
Remarkable. Marco Nipic clearly has taken a bite into the neck of Daryl Janmaat.
What an idiot.
I think it's safe to say it's gone unnoticed at pitch level.
It's absolutely disgraceful.
Janmaat's getting up now, showing the lines on what I assume to be
How
bite
marks.
How
is he getting away with this?
Well, you can see surely some retrospective action being taken on this one.
Full-time whistles ringing out across the country. We can go to Vicarage Road. Watford hosted Ashwood. Jim is there for us. Jim.
Yeah, fairly forgettable 0-0 here, Phil. Not so easy for Daryl Janmaat to forget, as replays that we've seen here show him in the... I think it was the 78th minute or so, getting bitten by the Ashwood to Croatian midfielder Marko Nipic.
He's bitten him.
That's exactly what he's done, Phil. Right into Janmaat's neck. Referee hasn't seen it. Janmaat goes straight to the linesman, he was closest to it. A punishment for the Croat awaits you, Phil.
Absolutely, maybe a crucifix or some garlic.
Absolutely, Phil. I think Buffy the Vampire Slayer might have a job coming up in Kent.
Thanks, Jim. That's Jim at Vicarage Road. It's full time at Craven Cottage. A return to the Premier League for Fulham up against Crystal Palace.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. The 2018-19 Premier League season is underway as Ashwood City reflect on a goalless draw against Watford and the fallout following their Croatian midfielder Marko Nipic seemingly biting the neck of Watford defender Daryl Janmaat. The story has gathered some momentum within the national media, and head of communications Jess Tate has spent the Monday morning dealing with the press.
I'm just saying, Vince, the headline isn't clever or even accurate. You've gone with a picture of the bite and the headline fine dining. Well, we haven't fined him. I'm not saying we aren't going to. We're looking into the matter. But if you're suggesting that the FA or Ashwood have already fined Marco, I'm just flatly pointing out that we're investigating the situation and we're yet to come to any conclusion. Well, yes, I'm going to speak to The Sun, but their headline isn't as inaccurate as yours. I'm looking at it now, Vince. It's a picture of teeth marks and the line, pain in the neck as Nipic leaves his Marco. Yeah, because they're not suggesting that the club have taken any course of action. Yeah, and quite frankly, Vince, this is just a young Croatian man being vilified. No, I am going to play that card. This happens every time England get knocked out of World Cup. You, Vince, don't interrupt me. You press, attack the nation that knocked us out. Look, whatever, Vince, it's a shitty headline. It's first day of the season, and I don't want to have to be making this kind of phone call again.
Have you fucking seen this?
Sporting director Chris Woody Woodall is under pressure to recommend a course of action against the player as the club assess their options.
They're just tacky headlines, Woody.
Look at this. You see this? The vampire at the Vicarage.
Well, it's Vicarage Road, so that doesn't really work.
Believe me, it works. Eastern European man bites someone on the fucking neck. He's a vampire. End of discussion.
Then that's discrimination.
Yeah, well, tell it to Lad Bible. We've made a meme of Marko Nipic in a coffin with fangs and the tag Nashwood City. 50,000 retweets for that, Jess. 50,000.
Why does this stuff bother you? It was a shit game. We had one shot on target. That's your problem. This is mine. You think I care about Lad Bible?
Yeah, this is how I deal with my problems, Jess.
What are you doing?
I'm calling Dan.
He's at training.
I should fucking hope so.
Hi, this is Dan Watson. Sorry I can't make it to the phone right now. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Hi, Dan. Look, you'll have to forgive me, pal. I've had quite a stressful weekend. Had a late one on Saturday. I had to stay up late because we were last on match of the day. And then I had a nightmare about Cramp Dracula, who's apparently our first-choice holding midfielder. Now, it's not all bad news, though, pal. I heard on the BBC analysis that Martin Keown says you're the most promising up-and-coming manager. So if you'd like to be up-and-coming to my office, and you can explain to me why we now suddenly play three at the back and can only muster one shot on target against fucking Watford. Looking forward to it, pal. Bye now. That's how you do it.
A lesson in diplomacy from Chris Woodall. How lucky am I? Now, if you don't mind, I'm running late for my positive thinking lesson with Graham Souness.
I know my role, football-related matters.
So you did read the job title?
I'm telling you, what you do now affects the football.
Yeah, funny that, Chris. Shit performances, yet I'm to blame.
These headlines are blowing this out of proportion, and it's going to fuck us in the arse when it comes out to being fined by the FA.
You don't think I fucking know that? You realise I'm the head of communications, yeah?
This should be top of your to-do list.
No, top of my to-do list is telling you to fuck off. So, Woody, fuck off. Right, that's done.
Patrick's on his way in. He's going to want answers.
Oh, climb out of his arse for 2 seconds, Woody.
I'm just saying, this is a shitstorm.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm just saying, you're a prick, so fuck off.
Fuck you. Oh, have you signed Deborah's card?
No, what card? Why?
Our mum passed away.
Oh, that's awful.
Aye, such a shame.
Nice woman.
Lovely woman.
Oh, well, make sure somebody brings the card round. I'll get the social team to sign it.
Will do.
During his morning commute, Ashwood City Chief Executive Patrick Nolan is in conversation with the FA over a possible investigation.
Peter, how are you?
Who is this?
It's Patrick Nolan from Ashwood. How are you? How's things?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Patrick. Can I help you at all?
Yes, I'd like to buy Wembley Stadium, please.
You'd like to?
You sold it yet? Tried selling my house last year. Absolute nightmare, the market right now.
Is this a joke?
Oh, does the fellow with the waistcoat come with the property?
Sorry, what is this actually regarding, Patrick?
Oh, I just wanted to get in touch. You know, get the feelers out to see if you've made any decision on an inquiry into Saturday's game at Watford.
You know I can't divulge that yet.
Well, why not?
Because that's a matter for the disciplinary panel to conclude, and then, of course, you will be approached.
I just want to make sure you don't get influenced, Peter, that's all.
Influenced?
Yeah, influenced. Lots of press interest and anti-Croatian jibes here and there.
I see what you're doing, Patrick.
I'm just looking out for my player.
You're attempting to manipulate an FA matter.
Hey, I just want to make sure you're not manipulated, Peter. Well, you know what the press can be like. Croatia knock England out of the World Cup and you crack down on one of their countrymen. Bit harsh, Pete. Bit harsh, mate.
We haven't made any decision at this moment in time. We will inform you of any further progress.
Yeah, good lad, Pete. I've just arrived at the training ground, Pete, so I'll have to let you go. Hello? What the fuck?
Woody, Jess, my fucking office right fucking now, and bring Deborah's card. Poor girl.
Have you been down to the training ground today, Woody?
When have I ever watched this train?
Good point. What about you, Jess?
I'll have to give the same answer as Woody on that one.
Well, I tell you what, there's real camaraderie amongst those lads, isn't there? Real togetherness, got each other's backs.
What are you getting at, Patrick?
Well, let me just check the latest Ashwood news. Oh, you'll see that they're all wearing T-shirts in support of our biter from the Balkans.
You fucking what?
Every single one.
Where do you get T-shirts printed first?
Wearing supportive shirts for that. There's a replay, and he's taking a chunk out of a Dutchman.
They think he's being mistreated and maligned by our national press.
That's what the players said, did they maligned?
Well, words to that effect.
This fucking stinks of Dan Watson. It reeks of him.
He said it was the player's decision.
Yeah, I fucking bet.
This could really blow up in our faces.
You've been saying this exact bullshit to the press.
Yeah, not on the fucking record, Woody.
But how's it different to what they're doing?
There's pictures of them supporting serious foul play. We're going to get fined, he's going to get banned, and we look like the dickheads that facilitate it.
Henry Winter has written an article. Bike Club, Ashwood City, stand by their man.
Great, that's all we need. Lad Bale aims and have fucking Winter's coming.
Something's going on here.
Yeah, your career is going in the shitter and Henry Winter is the flush.
Since when was Marco such a popular player?
He's not popular, he's Croatian for a start.
Yeah, but amongst the players, Dan said this was their idea.
That's what he said, straight from the horse's arse.
Alright, I'm going down to the training ground.
I'd rather you than me. Couldn't teach him how to fucking finish, could ya?
What is she doing?
Oh, I don't know. She wants to play Miss Marple. Just let her. She likes this shit.
Investigating her own players.
It's like playing Cluedo to her. The Croatian on the pitch with the knife and fork. All that nonsense. You know, Sam Allardyce in the restaurant with a pint of wine.
It doesn't add up to me.
Of course it does. Remember the last time the players backed each other like this?
No.
When we were trying to find out who was wanking in the showers.
Oh, Christ.
Exactly. There's a wall of silence here, Patrick.
Does it look like they're hiding something?
There's Nick Pope shit in the woods.
Kieran, can I have a word?
With her suspicions surrounding the gesture by Ashford City players during an open training session, Jess is speaking with club captain Kieran Broom about their decision to protect, under fire, Marko Nipic.
All right.
What's going on?
Doing like a bit of a one-on-one, because Gaff, I think, needs to be sharper.
No, the shirt, Kieran. What's going on with the shirt?
Looking after Marko on that.
Looking after him? He's a grown man. He's going to be under an FA investigation shortly.
Yeah, but it's like press are getting nosy into his life.
Nosy? Has he spoken to somebody, Kieran?
No, I don't know. I don't know, like, what's been said, but...
You're hiding something. Look, tell me what it is and I can help it stay hidden.
Nothing, like, well... We went on this boat trip, like, pre-season, you know, after the Portsmouth game. And there were some girls there.
Wives?
No.
Girlfriends?
No.
So some single girls came on the boat?
Yeah, well, they were, like, professional single girls.
Prostitutes?
Well, no. Yeah, but I guess that prostitute's like pretty accurate. But
how many players?
Some of them are just like doing it in between other jobs and like
how many?
Uni and that. Not starting there.
Yes.
Like eight.
Jesus fucking Christ.
But Marko gave this girl like some love bites, and now she's got all of them saying she's going to go to press or whatever.
Yeah, her too.
Not like proper bites, like love bites.
Like a hickey.
Yeah, that's it, hickeys. But she was calling her love bites on the phone because she knows she can like make some money in that.
So this is it. You've printed some T-shirts during an open training session to hide an orgy.
Well, Marco's agent said it was like hiding in plain sight, so we protect him so the press lay off him and don't get found out.
Marco's agent also told us to sign Mario Balotelli for 30 million quid, so don't listen to him again.
Yeah. Sorry, Jess.
Look, go and speak to Dad. Get his T-shirts off. Put bibs over them or something. From now on, I'll deal with this. If you hear anything about this getting out, you come to me, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Jess.
Could you also sign this on behalf of the team?
Yeah, sure. What is it, like, birthday or something?
Oh, condolences for Deborah in the office, poor thing.
Condolences?
Yeah, Mum passed away.
Oh, sorry, I've done a smiley face now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save big money at Menards.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this yeah. shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Some breaking news now coming out of the Premier League regarding Ashwood City. Now, the FA have given the club notice that Marko Nipic is to serve a 6-game ban and a fine we believe to be just shy of £100,000. Ashwood are yet to comment, but it is felt in the media that the training ground T-shirts are perhaps a statement within their own right. We'll have more on this coming up shortly.
And Angela wants to talk about role models in society. Is that right, Angela?
Yes, it is. I moved down to Ashwood in Kent 2 years ago. I'm a teacher at East District Secondary School. Now, look, I don't know if you've seen from the weekend, but an Ashwood football player actually bit another player on the pitch.
Goodness me.
I know. Completely unacceptable. And I saw a child today.
Take your time. It's okay, Angela.
A child today bit one of our colleagues, a PE teacher who I won't name.
That is shocking.
Absolutely it is. And to not put two and two together and see that these footballers are not responsible for this is just plain ignorance.
I'm absolutely flabbergasted by that, as I am sure all of you are at home. And if you've been affected by this or behaviour like this exhibited by our children's role models, then I ask you, can you please call in now?
With the disciplinary measures on the player concluded by the Football Association, Woody, Jess and Patrick are evaluating the club's next step.
If he's banned for 6 games, he gets a fine from us. It's simple as that.
It's not as simple as that.
Why not?
Jess, if he's not available for selection, he can't receive his full wage.
Marco and a number of the other players have indulged in some behaviour that is fairly damaging to the club image.
Damaging to the club image?
Yes, I don't want him losing faith in us. Otherwise, he could go to the press.
Jess, we had one shot on target against Watford. What could possibly be more damaging to the club image?
Well...
Oh, don't say it.
It's...
Don't fucking say it.
It's an orgy.
Oh, forget
for
it.
Fuck's sake.
Why is this a thing? They played together. They eat together. Since when do they all start shagging together? Jesus fucking Navas!
This is a nightmare. I'm living in a nightmare. How many of them?
Eight? Of the starting 11.
Fucking... What do you mean of the starting 11? What, did they bring on subs halfway through? Tired legs, bit of fucking cramp. Fuck! Oh, God, when did this happen?
In Portsmouth, after the pre-season game, they hired a yacht. The women involved are currently working as prostitutes.
Yes, that was a charity match.
I know.
To raise funds for the RNLI, the Royal National Lifeboat Institution.
I know.
And you're telling me it concluded with our players hiring local vulnerable sex workers whilst at sea?
Yes, but our problem is that one of the girls has contacted Marco's agent. She has a few hickeys.
Oh, hickeys?
Yep, love bites.
I am the chief executive of a Premier League football club.
I know.
And I'm sat here talking about hickeys.
What the fuck is a hickey?
Like Jess said, a love bite.
It's fucking biting everyone like some stray dog or Luis Suarez.
They're not actually bites, they're love bites.
Oh, how emotional. Love at first bite. How lovely. Let's just buck him into the dentist, fit him with a fucking muzzle.
They're not
muzzle.
Bites. Eh? They're hickeys.
I don't know what that fucking means.
You know what a hickey is.
I don't.
Are you taking the hickey?
Oh, fuck off. Come on, Woody.
I don't have a clue.
They look like bruises.
Yeah, from sucking skin.
Oh, them. What the fuck? He's 26 years old, for goodness sake.
He has a taste for flesh.
I know, I was at the game, thanks. I can still hear Daryl Yamat's screams.
There must be pictures.
What?
Pictures?
Well, no one would listen to her if they didn't have pictures, Patrick.
Right, well, look. We got Brighton on Sunday, so I better get cracking.
Hey, don't you dare. You go and find Marco's agent now. Get a fucking gag order signed in his own blood.
You got it.
What do we do, Jess?
I'm going to say we've disciplined Marco internally. I'll speak to him, not Woody.
Yeah, agreed.
I'll pull in favour with some of the local press, get them to do a nice piece on Marco.
A nice piece?
Yeah, troubled upbringing in Croatia,
oh, come
blah, blah,
off
blah.
It. His dad used to play for Dinamo Zagreb.
Now, think of something. You know, we'll make sure the negative side of the story is behind us.
Patrick Nolan.
What?
A teacher? I don't have anything to comment on that. This is news to us. We'll look into it. Yeah, thank you very much.
Who was that? You look very pale.
A producer for Good Morning Britain.
And they want you to fill in for Piers Morgan?
Worse.
They've asked you to fill in for Susanna Reid.
They want to know if I can come on tomorrow morning and talk about the child that bit a teacher at an Ashwood school.
A child bit a teacher at an Ashwood school?
At East District Secondary School.
Well, it's a fucking epidemic. It's 28 days later, but outside the M25.
Oh, this is it, isn't it? This is our apocalypse.
Patrick, I'm kidding.
I've got fucking mutant children biting their teachers, end of days orgies, and the zombie from Zagreb that knocked us out of the World Cup and tried to eat a right back.
We can work with
My
this story.
A flesh-eating virus has made its way into the PFA.
You could go on Good Morning Britain.
I'd rather go on Good Morning Vietnam.
You can put out some fires.
Napalm fires.
Not everybody gets this opportunity, Patrick.
What, to be lectured on morals by Piers Bloody Morgan? Forget it. Out of the question.
We've got to attack this.
It's a trap. He hates me. He blocked me on Twitter just because I said Bergkamp's touch against Newcastle was a fluke.
Well, why would you say that?
Because it was.
It wasn't a fluke.
It was.
Well, he took it round Davizas.
Yeah.
Well, I block you for saying that.
Look, can we get back to the demon child of East District High or whatever it's called?
I will handle it.
Oh, great. Jess Tate versus the Teenage Mutant Snapping Turtles.
I will handle it.
How? What, having put down?
Sometimes, to survive one storm, I have to create another.
So, you are going to have them put down?
It is my pleasure, as Ashwood City captain, to hand over this cheque for £100,000 to help build the new sports facility for East District Secondary School. It'll provide the pupils with access to a sports hall and gym equipment throughout term time. Please join us in celebration as we break ground on East District Leisure.
In an effort to distract attention from a possible scandal at the club, Jess has taken the unusual approach to steer Ashwood into an embarrassing public faux pas.
Well, they're laughing it up.
Of course they are. I just handed them £100,000.
This will keep the media occupied.
Jess, it's three local reporters and half of our own social team in there. It's not Eric Cantona and his seagulls or Nigel Pearson and his ostrich.
When will East District Leisure open?
Hold on.
What?
East District Leisure?
This is all part of the plan, Patrick.
East District Leisure?
Just let social media embrace it. It's called hiding in plain sight.
East District Leisure? EDL?
Are you fucking kidding me?
I have donated £100,000 of Ashwood money to EDL.
Just as well you've docked Marco's wages then, isn't it?
Well, he isn't available for selection. He doesn't get paid.
Well, this is going to come back to bite you in the arse,
oh,
Patrick.
Oh, fucking hard. Aren't you funny? Huh? Mickey Flanagan here in the office. Fucking Hickey. Hickey Flanagan, that's you.
Yeah, there it is, Luke. EDL's trending on Twitter.
I work here. Is done. Wait until you see the logo of the place.
You fucking get back here.
Don't worry, it's all intentional. Just let the phone
come. Oh, God. Joe.co.uk have done a meme with Tommy Robinson in an Ashwood shirt.
That's not a meme. That's just Tommy Robinson wearing an Ashwood shirt.
Well, why is he wearing that?
No idea.
Is he a fan?
He's a Luton fan, isn't he?
He better not be an Ashwood fan, Patrick.
He'd be our most famous one if he was. Him and Jack from Love Island.
Yeah, but Jack from Love Island's a lovely bloke. This is just an ex-con in last season's Awaken.
Yeah, have you seen Ashwood fan TV?
That's a fair point, but... It's Tommy Robinson shite done help.
No, it doesn't. It's going to reignite the KKK thing too.
AA Luke. Supporters Club said that stands for Kent, Kent, Kent.
Yeah, but they also said we're by far the greatest team the world has ever seen.
Where are you going? I'm going
to give Deborah her card and these flowers.
All right, I'll come with. Patrick, you seriously think Bergkamp didn't mean that?
Of course he fucking didn't.
Watch it again.
What the fuck is this?
It's a card.
It's a birthday card.
Ah, shit.
To a wonderful daughter on her birthday.
At least a nice sentiment.
Yeah. Hi, Deborah. Sorry I didn't give you a raise last year and I've just donated £100,000 to the EDL.
East District Leisure.
But here's a birthday message from your recently deceased mother. Happy birthday from beyond the grave. Fuck's sake, I think I'll just give her the raise.
What about your Uber, Chris Pass?
What about it?
Scotland kit.
Ah, fluke. Big fucking fluke.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Follow the club on Twitter at Ashwood City.
show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.